You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Good morning, theater lover, and happy May 28th. I'm Mark Peikert, the editor-in-chief of Playbill, and you are listening to Today in Theater History. Victor Moore, William Gaxton, and Vera Sorina starred in the Irving Berlin musical Louisiana Purchase in 1940, which ran 444 performances at the Imperial Theater. It is not a musical retelling of the eponymous land purchase, but rather a satire of infamous Louisiana Governor Huey Long. In 1953, Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II opened Me and Juliet, their show about a musical in tryouts out of town. Starring Isabel Bigley, it ran 358 performances at the Majestic Theater. Charles Laughton returned to the London stage in 1958 after a 22-year absence in The Party. He also directed Jane Arden's play about an alcoholic. Albert Finney, Joyce Redman, and Anne Lynn were also in the cast. In 1974, magician Doug Henning combined music with illusions in The Magic Show, which became one of the longest-running shows of the 1970s, 1,920 performances at the Court Theater. Pippin and Godspell composer Stephen Schwartz penned the musical's score. Off-Broadway's Public Theater was transformed into Studio B of Cleveland radio station WTLK and Eric Bogosian's Talk Radio in 1987. Frederick Zollo directed a cast that featured Bogosian himself as a talk show host who undergoes an identity crisis during a broadcast. The play made its Broadway debut 20 years later with Liev Schreiber in the lead. An Act of God, starring Jim Parsons in the role of God, opened on Broadway at Studio 54 in 2015. In the play, adapted from David Javerbaum's satirical book The Last Testament, A Memoir by God, God reveals the mysteries of the Bible and answers some of the greatest existential questions that plague mankind. The production played a limited engagement of 76 performances, but returned the following year with Sean Hayes taking on the role of God. For more theater history, visit playbill.com, and for more great podcasts, visit broadwaypodcastnetwork.com.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.